on Talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Tito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our daily drop update here for Big Brother Canada 11. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong. And of course, this is not quite daily, but we are here today to talk through the latest drop from the Big Brother Canada 11 house. It's going to be quick, though. This one, it's going to be quick because basically there was nothing in the drop, which really means that if this lasts 5 minutes, I'll be surprised. Because there's no update on the vote, it still seems as though Hope is going to be on his way out, of course, because Claudia won the HOH, she nominated Ty, and Hope. Ty won the veto, took himself off the block. Koozie went up in his place. As of right now, the vote's the same as it was yesterday, as far as we know. And Hope should be leaving on Thursday night, tomorrow night. Apart from that, they talked about playing hide and seek. They made some tacos poorly. But, you know, not to be rude, but I don't know how those tacos are going to turn out. And they played some pool. Yeah, there was 2 hours of footage. In terms of game talk, not really anything there. Really, honestly, okay, the only thing I had, Claudia and Ty toward the end of the drop were playing pool. And they're pretty cordial, maybe a little flirty still. You do kind of get, you ever like run into those people who are like, you know, they're broken up, but they still hang out a lot. Like maybe they're in the same friend group. And they still have that dynamic, you know, that's kind of like still more than it would be if they were just friends. You know what I mean? But they're not together. They just still have that sort of thing. That's kind of Ty and Claudia. They're playing pool. They're hugging a couple of times in weird moments where it wouldn't normally necessitate or even really suggest that it would be time for a hug. They're just kind of like hugging. This is what I'm talking about. Anyway, she says to him, "I think me putting you on the block made you like me more." And he kind of doesn't say no to that. She's they're playing pool. She says, "If I win, what do I get?" And they're doing that back and forth. And she says, "What about safety? What about safety?" And he says, "I can't promise you that." And she says, "Yeah, I don't think your ego would allow you to not put me up." And he says, "Reverse psychology is not going to work on me." He's very clear that he's going to put her up if she wins. They're pretty open about the fact that they're still kind of targeting each other while also still being like ex-flirty. That's the dynamic. They talk about the next HOH. He's like, "It's not looking good for you guys. Let me tell you that." She's like, "We'll see." Because of course she feels like everyone's going to be targeting him and he feels like everyone's going to be targeting her. He says, "I promise you this, if I do put you up, it will not be as payback. There will be a purpose." So, yep. Anyway, that was the update. That's Big Brother Canada 11. I'll be back tonight, of course. I'll be on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching tonight's episode live with all of you. Watch Survivor first, then some Big Brother Canada. And then we'll be live after the episode to talk through what goes down. I did speak with Santina this morning. That was also kind of a quick interview. She really, really got through the questions fast. But some interesting information about her, you know, jury thoughts, who she might vote for. So, be on the lookout for that. I will give you this. Santina, like Jonathan before her, when asked who would you have taken to the final two, did in fact say Koozie. She wanted to take Koozie. She was being honest about wanting to go to the end with big players. And Koozie is the big player for her. Oof, man. Koozie. Anyway, check out the interview I did with Santina. I'm sure that will be released soon. We'll be recapping the game, recapping the episode tonight. I'll be back tomorrow with a final update on the week. We'll see if Koozie will even be staying this week. If anything changes, I'll let you know tomorrow. And then, of course, we'll see the eviction tomorrow. So that's about what we've got. Any question here? I'll take some questions from the chat. Do we have any questions in the chat that we can talk through just briefly before we completely wrap this up? After Koozie, who do I think has the best shot at winning a jury vote? I think Daniel right now is number two. And then I think Claudia is creeping her way up the list. I will say that, especially with the putting up of Ty, I think that's going to be good for Claudia. So I would keep an eye on Claudia for sure. But I think Daniel is the easy number two. Anika's an interesting one. Definitely check out what Santina said about Anika. I think Anika has some ups and downs in terms of jury perspective right now. Why is Koozie suddenly having bad reads? I mean, like I said, I think that Santina really kind of shoot herself in the foot a little bit in that first week. But not great reads from Koozie on Santina for sure. Do I think Santina gone is best for Daniel and Anika's game? To a degree, yeah. I mean, it kind of put them in a better position moving forward. However, they do need to be cautious of the girly pops. If say, let's say that they're pretty good spot. It's actually not bad for them at all. It was bad for Koozie, Daniel, and Anika. It was pretty good for them. Is Daniel my winner pick at this point with Koozie having such a hard path to the end? I think he's the most likely winner right now. I did rate him highest in the stock watch this week. I think Daniel, yeah, probably the most likely winner. My biggest concern, as I said in the stock watch, is just winning those comps in the end. Having somebody who is not super likely to win the end game comps, particularly the final three HOH, is definitely going to be a big hit to their chances to win. But of somebody who is not super likely to win those comps, he is very well positioned to not only get there, but even potentially be taken there. But I definitely would like to see more of his like deep end game conversations. We know Anika has a final two with him, but he's probably going to want to make a couple more just in case if he really wants to guarantee himself a shot. If he gets that, then he's basically guaranteed the win. Who will take Koozie to the end now? Well, Ty has been pitching to Koozie that he's willing to take her to the final two. Of Jonathan, Santina, and Ty, Ty was the person I believed the least when he said this. He is saying it, which is much more than anybody else in the house right now. So if anybody will do it, I think it's Ty. But, you know, we'll see. I think Anika would if Daniel wasn't there, but how does Daniel leave and not Koozie? That's a very, very specific situation. We never got more information about what Santina found week one in the library. I think it was just a red herring. I don't think it was anything, apparently. I mean, that's always been the case with these things. They don't actually mean anything until the production decides they do. Is there a path for Ty to make it to the end? Yeah, for sure. There's a final four between Kuzi, Ty, Daniel, and Anika that that has Kuzi buying into it. And Ty, I think, has bought into it as well to a degree. And if Kuzi or Ty, win HOH next week, they're going to be targeting the Girly Pops. Daniel and Anika may target Renee from the Girly Pops as well, potentially. And he's only got a few more comps to win, and he's really in a good position to win out from for competitions. So definitely Ty has a good path to the end. Can he win though? That's the tricky part. Do I think Daniel fighting so hard for a crown member to win means he plans to potentially backstab the alliance? I think Daniel knows that he if he's in the final two, it's either against Kuzi, who he loses to no matter what, or it's against Anika, who he probably wins against. If he's not against either one of those, then yeah, he's pushing crown members fight for each other in jury so that we win. I think he's just doing general work there. Ty versus Anika final two. It's hard to know because I don't think a lot of people really expect Ty to be in the final two. And if he does make it there, it's going to be off the back of a lot of comp wins. So it's hard to say how people will see him. Do we think we'll get a double or triple soon? We just got this Fatal Feast, which I think was in place of a double. So probably not another one soon. Percentage of likelihood of a buyback. I would say very unlikely at this point. Again, we just did a big twist and there's only 3 weeks left in the game. We've got a lot of people to get rid of and not a lot of space to make more of these like big, weird episodes. So I would say not super likely that we'll get a buyback personally. Do I think the writer's strike could lead to more reality TV offering more funding to BB Can? Certainly possible. I mean, the last time we got a writer strike, Big Brother 9 happened. So we'll see. I mean, the timing is a little weird and I don't know. I don't really know the intricacies of Canadian television, how impacted they will be. But for the US at least, I think some impact probably. Let's see here. Any other questions? Why did we see the impact or the aftermath of the feast? I don't know. I don't know why we got a drop from the from after the feast. Honestly, maybe they were like, hey, maybe we'll throw them a bone. I don't know. Honestly, I thought there was a part of me that was like, what if it was a mistake? What if the people doing the drops were not in communication? I don't know. Anyway, that's what we've got. That's look, we made about 13 minutes with extra questions. Thank you for the questions. Hopefully you enjoyed this little, you know, whatever this was. There was nothing on the drop today. So thank you all so much for joining me here. Find me over on Twitch again. Check out the Goose Goose Duck videos. If you haven't already, check out robiswebsite.com/Toronto. See if you can make the live show that we'll be doing in May for the finale. Just 3 weeks from now. Of Big Brother Canada 11. All right. Thank you all again, and I will see all of you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.